He's good. He's really, really good. And he's been good for a very long time. And now he reaches that milestone win number 2,000 last Sunday. And Luis is with us now here on HRRN. Luis, welcome to the program, my friend.
Hello. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Thanks for spending a little time here. Congratulations on number 2,000.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, so take me back to last Sunday. You didn't have to wait long because, unlike some jockeys that get close to a milestone and they can't win, all of a sudden you started rattling off wins in the days leading up to this. You were one win away going into Sunday. You get aboard He's a Macho Man. Take me back to that moment when he's coming through the lane and you cross the finish line and you get to number 2,000.
Yeah, he's coming. That was the first time I started, and I wasn't really expecting to win my 2,000 with the horse, because I wasn't really showing anything in the morning. But coming to the stretch, I just feel a lot of power on the horse, and it just took me to the wire.
Who was there with you? Did you have family members there or friends, or how did that work?
I had what? Sorry?
Did you have some family with you last Sunday when accomplished it? Who was there?
Yes, I have my family, my wife and my kids, and they're there with me in the truck. And
did you know that you were close to that milestone win?
Yeah. Well, I know that, but since Friday when I was riding, I was like six away on Friday, and Saturday I won four, and the Friday I won one, and so I was for Sunday it was last day of racing on Woodbine, and I know I got a chance to win my 2,000 on Woodbine, and I just keep riding. And
yeah, you keep riding, and it paid off again. Now with 2,001 victories, he went ahead and added another one for good measure. So he's now at 2,001 as jockey Luis Contreras. Luis, take me back to the beginning. You started riding in Mexico when you were very young. Take me back to the beginning. How'd you start riding, and how'd you fall in love with the sport?
Oh yeah, well, I started riding in Mexico when I was 15 years old. And well, over there in Mexico, I rode for 4 years, and I won over there pretty much like 650 wins. By those wins doesn't count in North America, so I'll be right now. I have like 2,060-something wins.
Yeah.
But here in North America, that was my 2,000, and I was so excited and looking forward to win the 2,000 here in North America.
What made you want to be a jockey?
I don't know. Since I was really young, I was going to the track to see my horses, my dad, all the time, because he was a trainer. My uncles was their trainers, and since I was little, I was going to the track. I don't know. I don't have any other jockeys in my family, but I just followed. I just fall in love with the horses and pretty much going every day. And I want to go there. I want to be in the track more than the school. So I don't know. It's been a great journey in my life, and I really, really love to be around horses.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier that you have been really good. You've been a top-notch rider for a long time, and people might not know the name Luis Contreras like they do John Velasquez or Javier Castellano, because a lot of your success, even though you've done well in the United States, a lot of your success has come in Canada. Why has Woodbine in Canada been so good to you in your career?
Well, Canada has been really, really great for me. And I love the place and I love the people. Once when I had the opportunity to go to Canada, Steve Asmussen took me to Canada, and I wasn't really sure what's going on over there, but once the first time I rode over there and I saw the people and the track and everything, I just fell in love over there in Canada, and I make Canada my home, and I'm really, really happy over there. And
yeah, a long way from his native Mexico, but Luis Contreras making his mark north of the border in Canada and, of course, here in the United States. Luis, there are several graded stakes wins on your resume, grade ones, grade twos, grade threes. When you look back on your career, what are a moment or a couple of moments that stand out to you and you're never going to forget?
What? Well, you're talking about state races. I'm pretty sure that the Queen's Plate is one of my favorites. I don't know, that's because it's the prestige to win the race and the feelings after you cross the wire first, and pretty much the Queen's Plate will be my best.
Yeah. Yeah, we love that race. We've come up there to broadcast the Queen's Plate the past few years here on the network. We'll be back there again to make that broadcast this year. And it's one of our favorite trips of the whole year. And it's such a special race. And it means so much to Canada. And I think that's what makes it so special. How about a favorite horse? Do you have a favorite horse or two that you've ridden?
I got so much. I don't know if I can say the ones I won with the Queen's Plate, but I have another one. I really love to run over there on the grass, and his name is Johnny Bear.
Yeah.
And this year we won a great one, and he's just a fun horse to ride, because he runs all the time, like a mile and a quarter, mile and a half, and in the grass, and he's so, I love to ride a horse, and pretty much, I don't know, this year I won the Grade One with him, and I was really, really happy. I just love to ride a horse on the grass and on a long distance.
Yeah, and it's great when you get a horse like Johnny Bear, who gives you his best every single time. And, of course, as you said, you won the Grade One Northern Dancer Turf this year. He won it last year, too. He's a really, really good horse, and Luis Contreras is a really, really good jockey, and now 2,000 wins in his career. Luis, really appreciate the visit, my friend. We've got to get to a commercial break, but appreciate you being with me for a few minutes. Safe trip every time you get a leg up, and a very happy holidays, my friend.
All right. Thank you so much, and I wish you the best. All the Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and thank you so much.